Well, I think it's a firestorm, no doubt. And I don't think the royal family will recover from this for years to come. I mean, this is not something that will blow away or blow over in a month or two. It's gained the attention of everyone in Britain. It's the top news headline in all of the newspapers, you know, from racism to charges that she was treated unfairly and that she at one point was so depressed that she might commit suicide, but nobody in the royal family would help her, and in fact blocked her from seeking medical help to guard the relationship and guard the reputation of Buckingham Palace. I mean, these are earth-shaking revelations in a what proves to be still a very dysfunctional family, even if it's a royal family.
What about the concerns, apparently, among some of the skin color of baby Archie? That was also something that caught a lot of people's attention. Do we know who had those concerns? Does it go all the way up to Prince Charles and the Queen?
The story is that Meghan Markle was told by Harry that somebody asked in the royal family what color or how brown the skin of their child would be. And it was related by Harry, and Meghan Markle talked about it in the interview. And then when Oprah asked him directly, he said that he would never say who that was. But later on, they have gone to some pains to clarify that it was not the Queen herself, nor was it his grandfather, who is sitting in hospital right now, 99 years of age, in hospital, recovering from a heart attack. And no doubt the Queen is extremely worried about him, 94 years of age herself. You know, this is going to be a very trying time for the royal family and for the Queen. But no, they are not naming the member of the royal family who asked about the skin color of her baby, nor will they.
Is this something that was fairly well known in England, the attitudes of the royal family toward people of color?
Well, I don't think that we can go around and suddenly take a paintbrush and paint everybody in the royal family as racist. The fact is, this was one member of the royal family, again, a dysfunctional family of sorts, who said that. It's inexcusable. It's outrageous. It has stirred the black community here. But, you know, obviously, there are other members of the royal family that I think just reflect society in general that are completely not racist in any way and will be just as shocked to hear this as anyone. In many ways, it is in an unfair way that Meghan Markle dished that out on television with Oprah Winfrey because nobody can defend it now. They did not name the person. Therefore, they have named everybody by implication. And how does the royal family react to that? How does the firm, as it's known, counter that charge? And, you know, there is not a lot of sympathy for her here. There are some people who feel that she was a victim. There are a lot of people who feel that she was very conniving, that she went out of her way, very experienced in media, to understand exactly what she was going to do in that interview with Oprah and how she was going to get even with the royal family. Here's one newspaper column today. I think it was in the Daily Mail, just to give you a sampling of how it's playing here. Never have I watched a more repulsively disingenuous interview, nor one more horrendously hypocritical and contradictory. Here we had the Duke and Duchess of Privacy flinging out the filthy family laundry for the delectation of tens of millions of people all over the world while simultaneously bleating about press intrusion. So you can see a lot of people feel that, you know, Meghan has been disingenuous and that she wants media coverage. She wants all of the trappings that come with being a public figure, but she doesn't want to be called out on some of the scandals of the past and that she could not have it both ways.
Of course, here in the United States, we may have a much more sympathetic view and certainly a lesser understanding of the workings of the royal family. So you put those two together and many people are on Team Meghan over here. Can one blame her for feeling the way she does, given all that she's gone through?
I think anybody who was suffering mentally to the point that she considered suicide deserves sympathy, and she should have gotten help. And that is an issue now that even parliamentarians are talking about here. I think a charge of racism within the royal family is bigger than Meghan Markle. It is larger than her and Harry. And that is going to have to be dealt with in the royal family. And I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but there are calls in British society today, that this has got to be outed somehow. It's got to be clarified. Nobody is going to stand for it, and it's got to be dealt with. Meghan Markle is having her moment in media there in America, but I mean, the reverberations are incredible. I've seen a lot of royal scandals in years and decades of covering the royal family. This one is a hand grenade into Buckingham Palace.
Final question about the lead up to the wedding. I remember Christiane Amanpour, just to choose one journalist who not only works for CNN, but she does a PBS series here. And all of the interviews she was doing discussing how this marked a milestone for the royal family, opening up a little bit, accepting a little more diversity. Is that just all trashed now?
I think it's trash now because Meghan was probably a ticket for the royal family to modernize, to embrace a more multicolor, multi-ethnic way forward. And what they did is they seemingly turned their back on all of that. And they seem trapped in the past. Their motto has always been never explain and never complain. So are we going to get an explanation here? I don't know. But I think that the royal family is in many ways, from Harry's charges that his father, Charles, has stopped talking to him. I mean, this is a future king to be, Charles, if he takes the throne when the queen dies. Not talking to his son now. Harry's talked about the fact that, you know, he has been estranged from his brother, also next in line for the throne after Charles. And so, you know, it's a extremely troubling moment. And the whole charge of racism, given England's colonial past. But, you know, it is very much such a multicultural mosaic society. And for that to be laid out in front of the palace, it's very, very difficult, I think, for them to recover from this and not deal with it directly. But again, you know, never complain, never explain. Are they going to try and just hope this fades away, which, you know, I think we both understand it won't do so very easily.
Finally, what are you talking about on your podcast these days?
The podcast is so international, and thank you for asking about Backstory. It's just, we've just done a piece on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and how the International Criminal Court has now said that they will investigate Israel for war crimes. They are claiming that they have jurisdiction to go in and investigate in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and Israel is absolutely furious about it and is saying that they will not cooperate with the ICC. And then we're also doing something on QAnon and what's happened in America. And it's kind of a follow-on story to an expert that we talked about in the summertime and how the organization should have been taken much more seriously. It'll be interesting to go back and talk to him this week about where America goes with QAnon now and international links to QAnon in other countries, and maybe suggestions that some of the disinformation on the internet could have been state-sponsored.